This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad you're with us. Welcome to a very special Saturday night where we've got... We've got a lot for you. In the last week, I was in the nation's capital, and there was a big how do you do on a lot of different topics, because a bunch of us went to the White House. We called it the Made in America tour, and it was a lot of fun, and we had a great, great time. And I'm so thankful for those of you that are able to join us tonight as we're gonna rehear some of those conversations. And we've got some special guests dropping by, but it was just amazing for me, and I'll tell you more about that in just a second. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, always with you on these Saturday evenings, and glad to do so because, what would it be to end the week and not get together and chat about what's going on in the country? So 888-340-3373, that phone line's always open if you want to join the discussion at any point. But then I've got such good guests for you lined up tonight. The ambassador of our trade department, Ambassador Lighthizer. He does not do a lot of interviews. In fact, it's very rare. But when I was at the White House, he came and sat down with me, and the interview was evidently of such importance that people like Reuters and a lot of other news services picked it up. It's now been quoted and cited in, I don't know, quite a few, several dozen news outlets across the world, even in other languages. I was getting people going, hey, did you see this? You ended up in, Manchurian version of Business Today in Beijing or something. I don't know what all that they did, but that was that. Did I say Manchurian? I meant Mandarin. I got the wrong guy. Oh, man. My brain's not working tonight. It's been that kind of week. But we're also going to visit with Bree Payton and Mandy Mayfield, who I think may make the record fastest reappearance on the broadcast. She was with us last week just for the first time. But she and Bree are going to talk to us about a couple of things. One, this transsexual policy that is now in the United States military, how millennials are responding to that, and also what it's like to report on the news of the day on Capitol Hill. So we'll get to that as well. What else do we have going for you? Well, we've got in the ladies' lounge tonight, Lauren Green will be with us. She is the longtime reporter on religion and faith for Fox News. But before that, she did the morning news anchoring for Fox and Friends, which is where our other guest came from before she now became the spokesperson for the State Department, Heather Nauert, we will speak with tonight. She stopped by the tent in the White House as well, and we had a chance to talk about what's going on at the Department of State. And there is some speculation about Secretary Tillerson. Is he going to stick around? Why is he taking some time off, etc.? So we'll get to all of these conversations as we go along. But I wanted to show you some shots of some of the things we did. Now, for those of you on the radio, I'll try to describe this. But Nick, pick some of those shots from the week and put them on the screen for the Biz TV people. This one is particularly of interest. On my last night there, the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, invited us all to come to his private balcony. And from that private balcony, as the majority leader has ownership of this balcony in the Capitol building, you can look out and look across the mall to the Washington Monument, and then behind it, the sun sets well beyond that. that. And when it begins to get dark, you can then see the Lincoln Memorial behind the Washington Memorial, all from the private balcony of the majority leader's offices there. So very, very cool way to end my final night in D.C. There were also very cool things to see inside. I had to get a picture of a chandelier because these chandeliers are just amazing, some of them very, very old. And if I didn't, the lovely bride would have my head. I'm not sure why. And then the detailing on the roof is really quite stunning. Let's skip that one. That's just a bunch of talk show guys. Nobody cares about what those pictures say. Go to the next one. Okay, so here's some of the folks we talked with. Okay, that's Ambassador Lighthizer in the top left corner if you're watching on television. That's Heather Nauert down there at the bottom. And Carolyn Magyaritz took care of us stem to stern at the White House. That's her with me in that bottom right-hand corner picture as well. What else we got? We already saw that one. Go to one we haven't seen. Let's see. Okay, this was kind of interesting. I kept playing this game the whole time we were in Washington. It's like, hey, stop looking over my shoulder. Talk to me. But when you've got the Senate Majority Leader and the House Majority Leader over my shoulder, I can understand why people might have looked past me. Then Michael Medved and Eric Metaxas were having some sort of argument in the hallway of the White House. You don't get to see that, so I forgive people for doing that. That was on day one. We had some stuff. Okay, so the one in the bottom left-hand corner of this shot is me at the White House. It may be the only picture I took of myself where you can clearly see the White House in view. And I don't know why I didn't do that otherwise. But you can't see it on the television. But on the top of the corner of the White House that's sticking out from my ear in that little black dot against the gray sky behind me, that's a Secret Service guy with a rifle. That little dot could wipe me out. That's only a few hundred yards away. That's nothing for snipers. They could have taken me down like you wouldn't even believe. So we had a great time, and we talked a lot of policy. We did a lot of fun things. We intend to continue to have a great relationship with the White House. When I got back, Carolyn and the good team in the White House made some additional spokespeople available for us through the end of the week, and it turned into kind of a big news week with the resignation of Reince Priebus, Mr. Scaramucci having his foul-mouthed tirade in the New Yorker magazine before the week was over, and of course the naming of General John Kelly now as the new White House Chief of Staff. That's really big stuff there. So that's all going on. And we've got a lot of it to share with you tonight. I'm gonna do a combination of live, and we're going to dip into the audio tapes from the interviews for the week, just because I felt like they were so relevant that it might be worth, for those of you that don't get my daily show, these would be real treats for you tonight. We'll be up first with the Ambassador Robert Lighthizer on the issue of trade as we go through the evening. Now, I want to say thank you for one very special sponsor who helped make this possible. In fact, they helped make every Saturday night possible. It is the Balance of Nature folks. It's very interesting. I was talking with someone earlier today who had just discovered that they are having some significant problems with hair loss due to probably nutrition and a little bit of aging. And I said, well, if you want to really get a handle on how to get cellular health healthy again in your body, then what you need to do is you need to take 3 fruits and 3 veggie capsules every single day. By the way, I got my first report from Balance of Nature since they have been on with us. I think it's somewhere close to 4 dozen people have now started on Balance of Nature. Not a one of them have quit, and it has to do with why they get on them. The health coaches are able to help you understand how just raw fruits and vegetables in the form of a capsule, they're easy to take. If you don't eat a diet that is super high, like, and I mean by super high, having 10 to 20 to 30 servings of vegetables a day, which your body would benefit from if you did. So they've done that for you. The red capsules are the fruits, the greens are the veggies. This is 4 and 4. I didn't take some of the ones earlier today that I normally would. So this is how easy it is. I'm going to take about 40 servings of fruits and vegetables right here, about 40 of them. They're going to go into, I'm going to slam them into my system. And that is more fruits and vegetables than the average person takes on a given day. And I did take a few more this morning. But anyway, my friend who was concerned about the hair loss, I said, well, you know, obviously if you've got male pattern or something like that, that can't help it. But if it's because there's cellular deterioration, the research is stunning what Balance of Nature does in terms of getting the cell whole. In fact, the Balance of Nature people sent me an entire portfolio of the peer-reviewed studies that they have used in compiling the results of the people that have been on the Balance of Nature. And they've got stories in here on the attempted remissions of cancer, which doctors can't really explain. They've got Crohn's disease. They've got all kinds of things. Hep C in the liver, where the enzymes have started breaking down the actual organ, but they get it stopped with the fruits and veggies. It has turned into a really true, amazing a resource for people that have found the help. And now nearly four dozen people have taken the challenge. If you want to challenge yourself to get healthy and to do it right, get on Balance of Nature. They're going to give you 2 free months when you call tonight and use my promo code, which is KMC. Get details on how to get the 2 free sets. Here's what you do to get them. You call 1-800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Promo code KMC. We are live from New York, and we continue with Radio Night Live next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad that you're with us at the crossroads of the world, New York City. It's the home of Times Square, which is the crossroads of the world, even though we're not literally at the crossroads of the world. It's Kevin McCullough's Radio Night Live. And lest I get caught in the weeds, this week was Made in America tour. I went to Washington, D.C. at the invite of the White House as part of the larger contingency of some talk show hosts that went. And on that first day, I had the opportunity to sit down with a man who doesn't do very many interviews. In fact, I didn't realize this until we were completed with the interview for the day, but he had not done a significant interview on the issue of trade in quite a few weeks. And so Reuters News Service and others picked up this idea that he had come and he had given some insight on what he is dealing with. And so I thought it would be great to let you hear what was newsworthy about this. We talked about China. We talked about trade policy. We talked about the impact of not letting China cheat on currency manipulation and trading guidelines. And so I welcomed him very warmly to the table where we had the microphone set up, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer. And I started it this way by saying thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the biggest challenges you face as the trade rep for the United States.
Well, I would say the renegotiating agreements, for example, NAFTA, and we're going to also make some modifications in the agreement with Korea, but NAFTA is a very big one, and also really there's the challenge, which the president focuses on, of a $350 billion annual trade deficit with China, which I don't believe is the result of economic forces. It's really the result of industrial policy. So those are the two biggest things. There are a lot of other ones we could talk about, too.
Does China manipulate the relationship?
There's no question that China has an industrial policy that is designed to create jobs and wealth in China. And in many cases, they are things that are outside of the norm of the WTO. So they do some things that are in violation of the WTO. Some things just aren't covered. But they have an industrial policy. They use government funds and government activity. And they do what you can't blame them for doing. They're trying to create jobs in China. They're trying to create industry in China and wealth in China. And our objective is not to let that go on in an unfair way. And that's really where the president is focused.
Has the president changed his view of how China deals with that since he campaigned? Because it seemed as though the rhetoric modulated at some point. He wasn't as direct and tough with them in some of the language that he used.
Well, I see no modulation. The president is very, very focused on this. We're losing a lot of manufacturing jobs. We should have more agricultural sales. So there's a very strong economic effect. And as I say, at the end of the day, a $350 billion deficit year after year is without precedent in the history of the world. So I've seen no evidence at all. The president is very focused and very serious about it.
So dealing with China, number one, how do we fix it?
Well, I think you have to do a number of things. First of all, you have to hold them to the rules of the WTO to the extent they violate those rules. And there are examples of them subsidizing and dumping and doing other things that we would find to be non-economic. Then you have to take on their industrial policy one way or another. For example, they will try to develop an industry behind a closed market in China when that industry is developed with subsidies and with protection, they'll then let it loose on the world. So we've seen that in steel, we've seen it in aluminum, we've seen it in a lot of other products, and the president's not prepared to let us be the reciprocal of what other people don't want. If it's unfair, the president's going to go after it. So it's a series of things like that, I think, that have to be done, and it's going to take time. It's been building up for years and years and years. Not much has been done, and this president's very focused on it.
How does trade and our relationship with Russia and China, you know, particularly in the current security state? I was visiting with General Jack Keane this morning, and he was talking about how China's really been under kind of a very difficult thing for their own people, because while they're trying to grow a middle class and get some sort of economic prosperity going, much of the outer region still lives like a third world country, and they want to run it like a communist top-down oppressive regime, but they know they can't really get to where they want to be without some level of freedom, and it seems like there's always an inconsistent message that's being done there. How could we exploit that with our trade policies to maybe encourage them in one direction or another?
Well, I would say, first of all, what you say is the fundamental truth. If you're a leader in China, you're looking at literally tens of millions of people leaving the countryside and coming to the city, and you have to find jobs for them. And that really means manufacturing, it means services, it means all the kinds of things that we do. And we really do want to encourage them to move in the direction of freedom. There's no question that's right. But I think it's probably not correct to think that you can't develop a world-class economy with very limited freedom, because they've done it. They have the second biggest economy in the world, and they don't have any level of freedom, and they have a very closed market. They have there are some areas where, you know, wherein they actually have economic model works, but basically what China is trying to do is to create industry by using subsidy and government power and hard work and intelligence. But I don't really think there are people who believe that you can't develop a great economy without having personal freedom, and I think that the reality is that's quite wrong. I think that China has done it, and I think other people have done it around the world.
Let's move on to NAFTA. The president was very strongly against it. What's his current approach to it? Is it just something that needs to be reformed and fixed, or is it something that needs to be scrapped and start over?
Scrapped is too strong, but the president wants very, very substantial changes. Look, and here's the bottom line. When the president said it's one of the worst agreements, you can make a darn good case he's right, and I know this area. I've been doing it for years and years and years. The reality is we started at the time of NAFTA, for example, with Mexico, where we had a essentially balanced trade, a small surplus, and now we have a $65 billion deficit. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So what has happened is a lot of companies have taken advantage of NAFTA to put factories in Mexico and then sell those products. Sometimes 80 or 90% of what they make, they sell in the United States, and they make it in Mexico. And the result of that is there are a lot of people in Ohio and in industrial states that lost their job. Now, I would have to say there are a lot of farmers and agriculture people who are doing well because of it, and we have to maintain that. But for manufacturing, it's been very bad, and the president is not one who's going to put up with what he considers to be basic unfairness.
Let's touch on the Trans-Pacific Partnership for a bit. It was really a divided field in terms of how Congress viewed it. Obviously, the president doesn't like it at all. What did it seek to accomplish? And are we going to... Were those important priorities that we need to facilitate in another way, or can we be satisfied that if we just shut it down, it doesn't exist?
The president was right that it was a very, very bad agreement. There were a number of specific technical things.
And he wasn't the only one. Like, the Republican Party was almost split.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, people would come up to me and say, don't you wish we had the Trans-Pacific Partnership? I said, there was no way it was going to pass. The votes weren't there. So the option wasn't to have a TPP. There was never going to be a TPP. As you say, the votes were just not there in Congress. But the idea of engaging in the Asia-Pacific region is very important. It's important that the countries there know that the United States is another power that wants to do business, that wants to create industry.
All right, and we had to leave Ambassador Lighthizer there. It's Kevin McCullough recapping our Made in America Week, and we are grateful that you're with us. We're live from...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So glad to have you live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough, and as we are coming to you from our studios, I am kind of reliving and recapping some of the best conversations we had this week at the White House. We were very honored to be part of the Made in America tour. There were some 22 talk show hosts that came and did some 36 hours worth of broadcast from there, and I was fortunate enough to be there for 2 days. And on the second one, a couple of voices familiar to this microphone. Mandy Mayfield, who was with us last week, and Bree Payton, who's been with us in the past. One is from The Federalist, one is from the D.C. Examiner, sat down to talk with me about some pretty unusual tweets that got started the news cycle on day two in the Made in America tour. And that's where I started with Bree Payton after welcoming them to the studio.
And I found out we had a little family reunion between you guys. You're both from the same place in California and everything else. That's really cool. So maybe it's a divine appointment. Who knows?
Yeah.
Bree, you wrote about this today, and you've already got the piece up at the Federalist. What was the take that your article took on this?
Sure. So there was a disabled Iraqi combat veteran who spoke out about Donald Trump's decision and said basically that it was a good decision, and that as someone who lost one of his arms and got one of his other hand badly mangled during a bomb that went off in 2006, he said that when you work in really close quarters, when you just are living in the desert, which a lot of times, you know, you're deployed somewhere in the middle of nowhere, every single day is like Groundhog Day. You know, it's the same day over and over again. It's really boring. It's mentally exhausting. And a lot of times really small issues, a small personnel issue or a Dear John letter would cause his comrades to just snap right. and completely lose it. And so his point was just, look, these individuals, you can either, if you're in the military, you can either hack it or you can't. Political correctness doesn't really have a place among troops because these are really intense conditions. And if you're confused about which gender you are, then the likelihood of you snapping is high. So basically, you're a liability to your fellow troops.
In my social media interactions today, I just did a simple post and I said, this is a good move. I have relatives that are in forward active duty right now. And it's not just the ones that are stationed in the desert, Bree. You know this, but when you're on one of those aircraft carriers, you're in small quarters
right.
for a year or 18 months at a time. And again, those small issues, they can set off things. So unit cohesion, there's always been a reason why the American military has focused on this. And the fact that they have is for the welfare and the benefit, not only of the psychological health of the people that are fighting it, but so that we're ready to go fight and win wars when called upon.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think that, when you want to recruit the strongest people in the world to make the strongest military power in the world,
yeah.
You are supposed to discriminate and weed out people who might be prone to instability. The point in recruiting troops is to get the strongest, most stable kind of a person who's ready to fight and is prepared for any circumstance. And I think that it makes sense just considering that the suicide rate among individuals who identify as transgender, the attempted suicide rate, I should say, is at 40%. So it's really high. And 60% of people who identify as trans also have coinciding mental and emotional, disorders and dysfunction. So not to say that everyone who is trans is, mentally unstable or anything like that, but a lot of times those two things exist side by side. So if you are trying to weed out people and get the strongest and get the best, I think it makes sense to just say, hey, this is an easy flag to weed out people who try to commit suicide 40% of the time.
That looks at only the aspect of the person himself, too. The purpose of unit cohesion is also what's the impact on everyone else around
them. Right. Yeah. And as I talked about, that wounded combat veteran said that, if you're prone to mental instability, you're a liability to your fellow troops.
Yeah.
You've got to be really tough and really strong. And if you're confused about what gender you are or who you are as a person, that's really not going to fly when you're faced with monotony or with danger every single day.
It's a problematic thing. And of course, it's set off a storm here in D.C. where the media just began to, you can imagine every activist group under the sun has already launched, Trump's terrible. Mandy, I know that you haven't written about this, but I'm just curious. You're both millennials, by the way, and that I want to talk a little bit about that in terms of how we cover news. But when we come back, think on this. Is there a reason why people under a certain age kind of view what Bree wrote about as maybe very differently than people, say, my age? And as the social media director for the D.C. Examiner, I'm betting you have some insights on that. We're speaking with Faith. All right, so that's where we'll pick up from the other side of the break. Bree Payton and Mandy Mayfield able to be with me live in studio this week. In very practical topic, given that the president announced in tweets that he was changing the policy on the ability for those that identify as transgendered to serve in the military. And, of course, Bree, you can read her at The Federalist. Mandy Mayfield, you can read at the D.C. Examiner. And we continue with Radio Night Live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
8676.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough, and as we were telling you, the week that I just spent in Washington, D.C. was very, very encouraging. Got to broadcast from the White House earlier in the week, and we were there for several events. And I want to say thank you to Hillsdale College. I want to say thank you to Prison Fellowship, Trinity Law School from California. All of these helped bring the Salem Radio Network proper there. Here locally, Lee in New York. Annan Flagmakers helped put on our special coverage. And tonight, Balance of Nature and my friends with Dr. Howard, who would like to get your health in better shape than it is, are sponsoring. And you can get two free months worth of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies when you call 800-246-8751. Use my promo code KMC. They'll tell you how to get the 2 free months. 800-246-8751. 10 servings of whole fruits and veggies in every set of capsules. So pretty incredible and pretty powerful. We continued my discussion with Bree Payton of the Federalist and Mindy Mayfield of the D.C. Examiner. They both had the chance to come in studio. And just before the second segment with them got underway, I mistakenly referred to Bree Payton as a senior writer.
Staff writer. Well, see, Molly needs to pay you more. I'll just put that out there. Ms. Hemingway. And Mandy Mayfield for the D.C. Examiner. You do their social media aggregation, right, which means you keep people in the know of all the trending and breaking stories. And I got to say, of the two, of all of the publications in the nation's capital, I probably utilize your two publications almost more than anybody else's.
We are the premier publications.
Well, and in
of
terms
the
of
right.
breaking news, I think DC Examiner has kind of a new step on that in front of everybody. And in terms of commentary, the Federalist is just—it's the first and last stop in a lot of ways. Mandy, I asked you before the break, millennials and how they view what Donald Trump did today in this text where he said no more service for people that are transitioning or consider themselves transsexuals. And I think there's even some debate over what he meant, because
right.
transitioning is a different state than someone who considers themselves a transsexual. And as you're transitioning, I understand what he's saying. There's a lot of confusion associated with that. In fact, I was just reading last week of some of the new protocols they were going to put in place, where they were sending notices to women in the service saying, if you're not prepared to see male anatomy in your shower and in your barracks, then you've got the problem. And that's the new training, or what was to be the new training manual from the Obama administration. So, long story short, back to what are millennials, how are they reacting today?
Well, I think something that's important to note is how this story actually broke, which was on Twitter from President Trump himself. So I know a lot of millennials who were sent the Pentagon scrambling for more information. So they went to look for more information and there was nothing because the story broke. President Trump tweeted about it. Reporters at the Examiner were reaching out to the Pentagon and asking, do we have more information on this? Is it true that you had no idea that this was going to happen? And one official told the Examiner, yeah, the reports are pretty accurate that we had no idea that this was going on. So I think millennials are also very quick to want more information, and it's generally pretty easy to access that. But this morning, that was something that didn't happen because this was all the information that we had.
Some of the debate on this, as soon as it came about, I posted a very brief thing, and I said, this is a good job by the president. And I heard from a millennial immediately, and they're like, why is this good? And I said, well, it's because the military is designed to fight and win wars. They're not a democracy. A lot of people don't understand this. That you don't have a lot of individual rights in the military. You are serving a purpose that is very narrowly defined in focus and function. And if you don't do that, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I couldn't win this argument with the millennial because he's like, no, dude, that's not fair.
Well, You can't have your own individual identity to an extent. Like, you have to have the same haircut, wear the same clothes, shine your shoes the same way, make your bed the same way, and that's the point. It's to strip you down and make you think of yourself not just as an individual,
but as a group.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the kind of mindset that you have to get into.
But even when it gets into the areas of, like, sexual practice, they still prosecute cases of adultery. And they don't do that in the mainstream society anymore. I mean, it is a very different universe by which they kind of conduct themselves. And I'm thankful for that, actually. I think it helps them do their job better. Mandy, not to overlook your recent writings, you were on top of this story that had to do with the IT specialist for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I wanted to give you a second to talk about that.
Right. So to Monday evening, a Democratic Congress worker was arrested trying to flee the country at Dulles Airport and go to Pakistan after being charged with bank fraud. And so they came and arrested him. His wife was actually able to get away, and he had sent over $300,000 to Pakistan, which she now has from the Congressional Credit Union. He has been working for Wasserman Schultz since 2005. And I think something to note with this is that the sun just never seems to shine on Wasserman Schultz. I mean, of course, she stepped down from DNC chair last year after WikiLeaks leaked her emails. She kept this staff member on after this morning. The Daily Caller reporter was on Fox News saying, hey, I've been reporting on this guy for 5 months, sending these allegations, sending documents to Wasserman Schultz herself, and he stayed on their payroll, even though there were tons of allegations saying he's defrauding the government. Mm. And so it's just another hit at the Florida congresswoman, because she kind of continues to live in darkness.
Didn't they also uncover more emails from her this week?
Ooh.
Or retrieved a hard drive, I guess, that they had tried to destroy, but I think they're going to be able to recover it.
This IT guy tried to destroy a hard drive, and that's maybe what you're talking
about. There's
some
speculation about what's on there, and if there is Hillary-related stuff on there.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about what you just said about Wasserman Schultz, it's even more true of Team Hillary from 2016. And I think that, to some degree, I feel bad that Trump is treating Sessions the way that he is, but I do think that if I was in his situation, I'd be like, what's going on, dang it? No one's saying anything about what they did, and yet everyone's coming after us.
Right. That's the double standard that is often the case in Washington, D.C., and I want to give a big thanks to Mandy Mayfield and Bree Payton, who joined me in studio for the second day of the Made in America tour. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York, and as we continue, we've got the Ladies Lounge in the second hour. Lauren Green's going to join us. She's the faith and religion editor for Fox News Channel, and she has a brand new book out called Lighthouse Faith that is worth the read. Actually, it takes a look at life in a way that you might not expect a book that would cover such subject matter to do so. And a little bit later, we return to my visits at the White House. Heather Nauert will be back with us as well. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. This is Radio Night Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care in...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
So glad to have you with us, and if you're watching on Biz TV, put that picture right back up there, Nick. That was a live shot of Times Square, and as you can tell, it's kind of a nice weather day today, not super hot, so people are out and enjoying a lovely evening in New York, and we're glad to be able to bring it to you as well. Kevin McCullough, glad to be here. It's Radio Night Live, kind of a different type of show tonight, only from the standpoint that there's all these great interviews that I did during the week, and I wanted to make sure you could access them. By the way, got a question during the break. Can you go anywhere and get all this stuff? Of course, you can go to thebingethinker.com and click on the podcast links, and that will take you to the podcast page. Look for any podcast that says Made in America Tour or Live from the White House, and you'll get access to everything that that we did while we were there, including the ones that we aired this hour. Now, coming up, we've got a normal ladies' lounge. Lauren Green going to be my guest tonight. She's written a book called Lighthouse Faith. I'm excited to have that conversation with her. Next week in the Ladies' Lounge, I'm really excited about having this lady, Melissa Francis of the Fox Business Network and the Fox News Channel, is going to be here. Did you know that she was from Little House on the Prairie? In fact, I think that your name had to be Melissa to be one of the actresses on Little House on the Prairie, because Laura Ingalls Wilder was Melissa Gilbert, her sister was Melissa Sue Anderson, and the little cousin, the little dreamy-eyed cousin that came many, many episodes later, late in the series, was young Melissa Francis, and of course she is now the Fox Business Network kind of boss lady. She tells you what's going on with your money every day, and she's also frequently seen on the Fox News Channel, outnumbered America's Newsroom, American News Headquarters, other places where you might see her. In fact, my Fox hit this last week, last Tuesday, when I was in D.C. I had to run and go do a hit for Fox before going on with the coverage that we were doing there, and she was hosting that segment. So anyway, she's going to be with us talking about her book, Lessons from the Prairie. It is a really cool read because it doesn't talk about the show per se, Little House on the Prairie. It talks about the stuff that she learned becoming a child actor and working in that business very, very young, and how much some of the good people in the business have shaped her. So that'll be a fun conversation to have next week, and I look forward to that. I want to say thank you to Mike Lindell and MyPillow because they have helped make this show possible all year long, several years now, about 3 years that they've been one of our sponsors, and they're going to be with us for another couple of years at minimum. We are so thankful to be able to offer you everything that's on the MyPillow website tonight at 50% off the price when you use my promo code KMC and you call my number, 800-506-2641. You've been thinking about trying the MyPillow. I just had a friend on Facebook last week say, hey, who's tried the MyPillow and what do you think of it? And you should have seen the reviews. 150-1 people saying, oh, man, it's the best thing. Help me get the great night's sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And so I sent her a private note, and I said, hey, if you want to get 50% off everything at the store, call this number and use this promo code. But, friends, they'll do it for you, too. 50% off the pillows, the mattresses, the dog beds, the sheets, the human bed. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
468-7